Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Anytime Fitness. Did you like that music? Anytime Fitness is here for this edition of Community in Depth. Oh, I love chatting it up with these two ladies. They're very energetic and they are very positive, and no wonder they are personal trainers and coaches wanting to get you to be the best that you can be. And we welcome to KDWA Courtney Janish and Lisa Cruz. They are here to tell us about lots of good things going on at Anytime Fitness. So how is it going? We're talking late August, the first part of September. And where did the summer go, right?
Way too fast.
Absolutely way too fast. But isn't it exciting to think about the fall coming? And I know that's what you really want the emphasis of our interview on today. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, the state fair is coming up, so that usually means fall's right around the corner, right?
Darn it.
So hopefully everybody enjoys their last couple weeks of summer before the kids go back to school, and hopefully we can help get folks back into a nice, regular, consistent routine with their workouts at the gym.
You know, I think in the summertime, too, people probably are getting some of their exercise outside in different ways. And you're right. The routines are so different in the summertime if you have a younger kids or if you have a family that is not in school. So it will be nice to get back into a routine. And I would assume part of that has to do with exercising for adults as well. Is that correct?
Yeah. This summer was kind of a tough one. I mean, kudos to all of you that went out there and worked out outside in the heat, and hopefully you stayed well hydrated and you did your stretches so that you stayed flexible and mobile and all that kind of stuff. So now that we get into the fall, it might be just a little bit different for some of us as we exercise again outside.
So there are things, of course, during the summer that we would have had to have been careful about. But as fall is coming, I know that you wanted to talk about some things so that we don't fall. Is that correct?
Yeah, we figured, you know, maybe talking a little bit about some balance and some strength exercises for fall prevention, and maybe some mobility and flexibility stuff to kind of help out. Whether or not you're just getting back into the routine, you haven't worked out in a long time, or maybe you're getting a little bit older and you're noticing that maybe some of those everyday activities are just getting a little bit harder, so maybe some things to try out to kind of help you with your balance and your coordination to prevent those falls.
Well, because falls really are something that can change a person's life if you're an older person. I think about, you know, breaking your hip, and then that leads mm-hmm. to, you know, other issues, or, you know, just trying to avoid falls, I would assume, is an important thing. And it's not always about, you know, tripping, right? I mean, doesn't it have to do with your strength and the way you carry yourself and your core?
Right. Yeah, anything can really kind of set you off. I know my grandpa used to always say, as you get older, you're one fall away from losing your independence.
But
that
it's
was
true.
His goal was to keep that balance as best as he could, so he didn't end up, you know, in a nursing home because of a bad fall.
Some of the things that people, you know, have said in the past, too, that they think that, oh, my grandma fell and broke her hip. Well, it wasn't really the fall. Sometimes they're saying, too, that because our bones aren't strong, our muscles aren't very strong as well, that it breaks, and that is why we fall. So that is why it's really important to do a lot of these strength exercises, stretching, recovery stretches, as well as you know, weightlifting. And a lot of times people think that weightlifting isn't okay for seniors and older people, but it's just as important for them as it is for anybody younger or an athlete or any of that sort. So
and when you say weightlifting, you're really just talking about strengthening. You're not talking about, you know, building huge, giant muscles.
Yeah, basic strength training, just using some weights. They don't even have to be heavy weights, just, you know, kind of being consistent with a routine and building some of that strength as you're going along.
Well,
just enough to maintain.
Let's talk about some of the things that you might recommend. So we want to have a strong core. Is that correct?
Right, absolutely. Strong core,
strong legs. I think a lot of the reasons people fall is the lack of leg strength.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, each year more than 25% of our adults over 65 have a fall. And typically it's due to balance or walking problems, which is typically sometimes a lot to do with also our leg strength. I mean, a lot of the falls usually occur in the bathroom when you're trying to sit or stand, going from the toilet or the shower, or at night when you get up to go to the bathroom or something and just tripping on the way to the bathroom. So usually it's just kind of either clumsy footwork or just the lack of leg strength, because we kind of, a lot of people like to neglect those legs. That's why we're always heavy with the leg exercises.
So what are some of the leg exercises that you would recommend?
A good one that I do with a lot of people, even if they're, you know, not necessarily, this isn't necessarily one that's necessarily just for older people, but anybody that maybe isn't really used to exercise in general, is the sit to stand. So having them basically just sit down into a chair, keeping their core nice and tight, and trying to stand up without pushing off of anything. So kind of keeping their hands in the middle and then just sitting down and pushing back up with their leg strength, just to kind of see where their leg strength is at. And that usually tells you quite a bit. If you need to push off of something to get back up, then we maybe need to work on some leg strength. And that's a really good one to build the core and the leg strength. So that's one that I have a lot of, just a lot of clients even. We have a lot of clients do that one with a weight when they get to a certain point. We add some weight into it, obviously, but even just starting out without any weight is a good place to start, a good one to practice.
So if somebody's listening, they should find a sturdy chair, and they should they can try this at home, really, probably to see where they stand
it's kind of a good starting point. Find a nice, maybe like a kitchen chair or something that you're normally sitting in and getting out of. You know, maybe not your lazy boy. That one might kind of be a little too soft or recline you back a little too far, but a nice firm surface and something you're usually sitting down onto.
You know, what about reaching down to pick something up without making a noise? Like, I make old men noises when I reach.
That's okay, Mo. Just let it out. You can make whatever noises you want. Let it out.
Yeah, but when did that start? I used to be able to just pick something up off the ground. Now I make a noise when I do it. It's kind of just like, it's like a. What is that about?
I don't know, Mo. I guess I need to watch you pick something up off the ground and really hear this noise.
Courtney, you've been trying to assess me for years. I know this about you. Anyway,
it could just be a sign of you're just weak, and that just helps you, you know, get back up. Or you know, I know sometimes when I'm really sore and I just don't have the strength to get after a workout or something, and I don't have the strength to get out of the chair, I moan and groan like, oh, I don't have enough strength to get up. So maybe some of it is just showing that most of us are, you know, kind of weak, and that's why we should start using some of these exercises.
All right, I'll go with that. Let's just pretend that.
Or you just really want people to know how hard you're working, Mo.
To pick something.
You really want people to know how heavy that box was you picked up off the floor.
No, I'm talking about reaching down for a piece of paper, anything.
Yeah. Oh, such a heavy piece of paper.
Oh, goodness. Yes, yes, yes. And getting up out of a chair, sometimes I find myself making sounds as well. Anyway, that's a whole, It's this aging thing, I'm telling you, it's not for the faint of heart. So as far as other things that we can do to help us avoid a fall, you mentioned flexibility, and I think that's another thing that we lose as we age. And why is that?
Honestly, it's more, I think, due to lack of mobility that we lose the flexibility. So mobility is, you know, more moving through your full range of motion. So I think a lot of people tend to actually lose more mobility because they're maybe not stretching before a workout. And then that's kind of more causing you to lose the flexibility piece, if that makes sense.
It does. So what are things that we can do to help with both of those?
So a lot of things that we like have we try to make sure our clients do is when they show up is making sure they're going through the range of motion in the joints so they aren't going to hopefully injure themselves. We typically have them do some warm-ups before their workout, or we give them some warm-ups to do if they show up early to do before their workout. But just a lot of easy basic things. We use a lot of bands here at the gym. Kind of hard to describe maybe some of the things that we do with our clients, but just searching for some good mobility exercises to really push those joints kind of through the range of motion, so you don't you know, continue to kind of stiffen up and lose that flexibility and the mobility in the joints.
Mm-hmm. Some good exercises, I think, too, that when we were talking about strength training, it doesn't always have to be a weight. A lot of times we use bands as well, and elastic band exercises are really good, especially for hip mobility. So if you've got some bands, you might have seen people, they might put some bands around their ankles, they might put them above their knees and do some specific leg movements, and that's going to help those muscles that are right around the hip area, and those are the ones that sometimes we neglect. So band exercises are really great for some of those exercises.
So are you building muscle when you're doing that, or is that mainly for flexibility?
I think it's a little of both.
Yeah, I mean, you can build some muscle strength up around it. I mean, a lot of that stuff they do in, like, physical therapy if you're recovering mm-hmm. from an injury to try and get your mobility back. But I think most of it's just making sure you're actively using those certain muscles and those certain areas to make sure you keep whatever range of motion you have, so we don't limit that range of motion. A lot of times we'll see people coming in here and they may be saying it's got really bad shoulders or really bad knees, and usually it's just due to lack of mobility, and that mm-hmm. can be also just lack of movement in general,
mm-hmm.
or they haven't, you know, lifted anything in a really long time, or they're lifting often but they're never warming up. And if you never go through a good warm-up and you're constantly using weights for good hard weightlifting exercises, you need to make sure you warm up those joints before you do all of that.
That's a good risk for injury if you don't.
So anybody can regain their mobility and their flexibility, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you maybe have something that you've gone through that can make it harder, so I'm not going to say you're going to get 100% mobility back, because there are people that have had some serious things, or you've neglected it for a really long time. So, like, if you've never really worked on much and now you're 80, you might never get that 100% range of motion back, but
you can always improve it.
Yeah. So just trying to make sure we get a little bit better at it.
And that's the beauty of having a personal trainer, isn't it? Tell us about what you do and how you analyze people and get them on the right path.
Yeah, so when people come in, they sign up with Kate in the office, and then they meet with myself or Lisa. And when they meet with us, we do a fitness consult. And in that fitness consult, that's where we chat about your goals, see kind of, you know, why you're here and how we can help you. And then we do a movement screen. We see how you can move, so we can kind of assess you right there to kind of get an idea of what we really need to work on and what things maybe we should maybe work on later. And then we kind of go through a little workout, talk about the coaching packages, get you all set up with whatever coaching package you feel comfortable with, and then get you going. And then hopefully, you know, you're working with a coach at least once a week. That's the most beneficial for our members here, is if you work with a coach at least once a week, that typically will help you have the most progress. I know I was chatting with one of our members today. She's been working with Lisa for about a month, month and a half now, twice a week, and she was just amazed at how much progress she's made in just being able to do those little things. She's not that old. She's in her 30s, and she kind of has a sort of physical job, not like highly physical, but physical enough that she needs to be able to do stuff. And, you know, she was starting to feel these things that we were talking about, losing kind of some of her mobility, and things were really starting to get harder. And by working with just Lisa for a month, that's a pretty short period of time. She not necessarily has hit some of those weight loss goals that she's had too, but she's definitely kind of regained control of her life a little bit, and those little tasks are feeling so much easier. And so she had nothing but, you know, great things to say about Lisa and how far they've come in just that short time.
And I think a lot of times too, when people come in, they have a goal, which we try to help them reach that goal. But I think there's a lot of things they don't see when we do those movement screen patterns and things like that. They might go, well, wow, I didn't realize that I didn't have that. And then in a short period of time, we can kind of help them with, you know, exercises or stretches and that sort of thing to get back to get that movement back. And that sometimes is kind of exciting for them to see, as my client did today.
Yeah, I think a lot of people kind of come in with that big goal of weight loss. I'd say that's the mm-hmm. typical goal for most people, which is great, and we're here to help you with that too. But our biggest thing is making sure you're moving your body in a safe and comfortable way, and hopefully you're making those everyday life tasks easier. That should always be kind of your at least small goal. It doesn't necessarily have to be your big goal, but mm-hmm. I think everybody, as they age, no matter how old you are, we're all aging, right? So trying to make all of those little tasks that you do every day, or your job, whatever your job is, making all of those things a little bit easier.
You know, when you hear the word coach, you automatically think of somebody with a whistle that's going to yell at you, those types of things.
Oh, but if you were here, Mo, man, my 84 me.
But when I think of both of you, I think of you as more of an encouraging type of help. Is that correct? Tell us what coaching means to both of you, please.
Yeah, I mean, we want to help you get you to your goals, right? And sometimes, like Lisa said, you don't necessarily see those little goals that we maybe can see that you need to work on too. So that's our job, is to kind of help you in all of those different directions to make sure you're getting the full effect out of our workouts.
I kind of think too that when people come to us, one of my things is they have this kind of idea in their head of what they want, and sometimes I just want to ask them, and I want them to really understand, is I just want you to feel better.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, I didn't really think of that so much. And it's like, well, you're going to start sleeping better, you're going to have a little bit more natural energy. So that's kind of important to me to try to get across to people, is I just want you to feel good first, and then the rest of that's going to come a lot quicker, I think.
That's
a positive attitude too.
Right. Well, that's really good advice and a great way of looking at it. Ladies, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they do that, please?
Yeah, they can stop by the gym. Our office hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., or they can give us a call at 651-438-8818, or they can send us an email at heythingsmn@anytimefitness.com, or they can find us on social media and send us a message on there as well. But the biggest thing is just, you know, stop by, say hi, take a look around the gym, see if it's for you. I don't think you can really determine where you want to go unless you look at it, kind of get a good feel for what it is you want and what you're looking for.
Well, I always get a good feel from both of you. Thank you so much for calling in today. Courtney Janish, Lisa Cruz, they are personal trainer coaches at Anytime Fitness, located in the Westview Center. And give them a call, 651-438-8818, or just stop in during business hours. They would love to show you around. Thank you, ladies. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings. Go!